That. Well, now, Ireland's rugby team, as you know, are continuing their preparations for tomorrow's eagerly awaited showdown with New Zealand at the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Mac Hansen took part in the captain's run in Paris earlier today. Ireland go into the big game hoping to reach the semi-final stage for the first time ever. Justin Tracy has more from the French capital. One is almost afraid, Justin, to hope.
Yeah, Brian, it's a really strange situation to be in where Ireland are favourites going into a match against the All Blacks. It is a very weird feeling going into that, but no question, everyone has them down, including the bookies in New Zealand, I'm told, that they should shade this one.
And in terms of the numbers expected, I mean, I've heard this figure again of 20,000, but that was what was expected against Scotland, and I think it considerably exceeded that.
Yeah, probably three times that, Brian, in fairness. I've never seen the Stade de France so populated with an away support. There were green jerseys everywhere you could see, and I'm sure that probably came across on the TV as well. But as a travelling support for an ordinary Six Nations game, you might have anywhere between 7,000 and 10,000, and that would be a big support. This is many, many times that. It is just quite incredible, and it has been one of the huge talking points among all the teams here at this Rugby World Cup. The All Blacks were asked about it yesterday evening, and they were talking about a fast start being probably the only way to silence the crowd, but the support has been huge, and the players have acknowledged that.
Yeah, Ireland's defence, of course, has shone during this championship, Justin, and the All Blacks have a very formidable attack. What's the feeling there about the preparedness of the Irish defence to meet this?
Yeah, again, back to that fast start, it's going to be something similar to the South Africa game. It is going to be a million miles an hour start, and it really is felt that All Blacks will need a very fast start against Ireland, considering that defence that you talk about, because it was so stout against South Africa. They were able to repel them repeatedly, and against the Scots last weekend. I think the feeling is that if Ireland get a couple of scores ahead here, 10 points ahead here, they will be able to see it out in the last quarter, where they bring on really experienced heads, the likes of Conor Murray and so on, just to see it out and just to take the sting out of it. But again, it's all really back to that. You know, Ireland really don't want to be chasing a game against New Zealand. They won't panic, but they certainly will want to kind of command it from the off.
All right. Well, listen, all the best, Justin. Enjoy the game as we all will tomorrow evening. Thanks indeed for that.
Thank you.
The Health Service Executive is expected to announce an expansion